Elliot Serrano joined us in studio. You are the, I promoted you in our text earlier. You're not, you are the...
The community programs manager for the Anti-Cruelty Society. Yes, I always want to make me director, which is great. I love the promotion, but I don't get paid like that. So,
and I texted you today and I said, can you bring some kittens? And you said, I said, my producer would like for you to bring a cat.
Yeah, and then I was like, really? Do you want me to bring a cat? Does any people don't really know what cats are like? And then I learned who your producer was, and I was like, okay, I got to bring her cats.
So you brought her cats. Because you mean by the fact that Elif is adorbs and everyone wants
to see Elif
smile.
No, she basically is a cat. She like really is like a cat embodiment.
Elif is trying to consume and absorb that information and wondering what it means.
Yeah, but hey, I'm going to take it in the best way possible.
It is a compliment.
You love cats.
I do. I love cats.
These are orange tabbies?
I've got two black cats and an orange tabby. Yes, they're little kittens that are currently in our foster program. Mm-hmm. They were neonates, meaning they were being bottle fed when they were younger.
Aww.
And if you're interested in becoming a foster parent and handling kittens that young, you can come check out anticruelty.org, learn how to be a foster parent. Because there's so many, we're in the midst of kitten season right now. We have so many kittens coming in, and it's so difficult to be able to take care for all of them. And it's really better for them to be in a home, in a foster home, as opposed to being in a kennel or in a shelter. So yeah, we are always looking for folks to do that. In fact, we're even on May 20th, we're doing a bottle baby training session at the Anti-Cruelty Society where we'll teach you how to nurse baby kittens.
Are there other ways people can volunteer at the shelter if they're not ready to bring an animal into their home? Or maybe they do and they want to provide more services?
Oh, yes. Of course. So that, of course, the foster program, as I mentioned, a lot of folks can't have a pet permanently in their lives. But if you can devote like a few weeks, maybe a month to a pet, and you want to be a foster parent, we're always looking for new foster parents for the kittens and puppies, dogs, cats that need a little time out of the shelter, whether it is to gain some weight, get over mild upper respiratory infection, or just get a break from living in a kennel. So again, foster parents are always in need. And then, of course, going to the neonate program, that would be something that would be awesome that folks can help. Now, let's say you just want to get an idea of what we do at the Anti-Cruelty Society.
Yes.
Next week, May 8th, we will be hosting an On the Table event from noon to 1:30. On the Table, for those who may not know, is a citywide event hosted, sponsored by the Chicago Community Trust, where they have institutions throughout the city of Chicago to kind of help the community to get together, have a bite to eat, and discuss different issues that the community is facing. We will be talking about pet-friendly housing and the shortage of pet-friendly housing within the city of Chicago.
So like landlords don't allow cats and dogs?
Cats, dogs, or certain breed restrictions, things like that. We want to talk about what kind of solutions we can find, what are the challenges that are there. If you are a renter or even a property owner, we invite you to come on down and have lunch on us. We're doing it. Yeah, lunch.
And that's going to be at the shelter?
At the shelter at 169 West Grand Avenue. And then, and then the big one, Bark in the Park on May 19th.
Yes.
At the Stadium Green next to Soldier Field. It's the city's biggest dog party. It's a 5K walk with a little festival, pet festival we'll be holding there. If you come on down, you can bring your dog. Some folks don't have dogs. They just want to come and hang out.
They want to live vicariously through all the other owners.
You can do that.
Have a dog for a few minutes.
Come on down. There will be games. There will be vendors. There will be music, live bands. Yes, there will be a beer tent. The beer tent is so much fun. And I'm telling you, if we have weather like this,
oh my God, please.
That weekend, on May 19th, it's going to be the place to be. So if you're looking for information on these or any of the other programs, you can go to anticruelty.org. That's .org. And click on events, and you'll see a whole calendar of the things that we've got going on.
And that is Elliot Serrano, Manager of Community Programs. Again, go to anticruelty.org. Excellent. And you can catch them every Friday night on my show for Binge and Uncork and Freak Out Fridays from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
This is weird being in the light.
I know. It's so bright and shiny. More after this on 720 WGN.